Hi everybody, welcome to A Plus English.
欢迎收看 A 加，我是 Jenny.
So Jenny, what are you going to eat for lunch today?
I don't know, but I'm on a diet. 我正在节食，大概不吃了吧。
Oh no, you still need to eat. Maybe you can eat Japanese food.
Oh, I love Japanese food. 我好喜欢吃日本料理哦，像是 sushi 寿司，还有 sashimi 生鱼片 are my favorites.
Yeah, and Japanese food is a good choice for someone who's on a diet.
Oh, but why? 为什么日本料理对于在节食当中的人来讲是个好的食物，好的选择呢？
Well, because it's healthy and it's low in fat.
哇，又健康又低脂哎！ I'll go get some sushi now.
Good idea, but just wait until we finish teaching first.
Right, I'm sorry.
And today we're going to talk all about sushi.
哇，我们今天要讲的就是寿司哎！我等不及要来看今天的文章了。我们先来看第一段吧。
Eating sushi the Japanese way.
Reading A.
Japanese people love eating fish, but 1400 years ago, there were no refrigerators to keep it fresh. People put their fish into a big pot with salt and rice. This way, fish could be saved for months. However, people would only eat the fish, but later,They ate the rice with it too. Modern sushi was born.
Now sushi is usually made from fish. So Jenny, you must like fish.
Oh, I love fish and all kinds of seafood. 不只是鱼啊，所有的海鲜我都非常的喜欢。或许因为呢，台湾就是一个海岛，一个 island， 所以呢，这里的海鲜都非常的充足，非常的新鲜。
And you know, fish is always best when it's fresh. If something is fresh, that just means it's new.So, if it's fresh fish, that means you caught it very recently.
没有错，其实呢，这个海鲜最重要的就是要新鲜。那新鲜这个字英文要怎么说呢？就是 fresh 这个字。Fresh 它是一个形容词，就是新鲜的。另外呢，要注意的是，如果你看到这个 fresh water, fresh water 可不是新鲜的水哦，是淡水，要注意。
So, when you go to the fish market,You will see the fish sitting on ice, and the ice is to keep the fish fresh.
没有错，如果你到这个 fish market, 到鱼市场的时候呢，你就会看到鱼放在冰上面。那这为什么要这样做呢？是要 keep the fish fresh, 就是要让这个鱼呢保持新鲜。那我们看到了保持这个动词就是 keep,是保持的意思。那如果你讲 keep something fresh, 就是让什么东西保持新鲜。
Right. So to keep something fresh, you can also put it in the refrigerator. Now, of course, a refrigerator is a machine that keeps something cold. But 1400 years ago, there were no refrigerators. So that just means that 1400 years in the past,There weren't any refrigerators.
那我们刚刚看到了，要让东西保持新鲜，可以怎么做呢？你就可以把它放在 refrigerator 里面。那什么是 refrigerator 呢？就是我们的冰箱。那如果你要讲的简略一点，你觉得refrigerator 好长哦，你也可以念成 fridge, fridge。不过你注意它的拼法哦，它是 F-R-I-D-G-E, F-R-I-D-G-E。不过呢，在很久很久以前，在1400年以前，我们并没有冰箱。那让这个鱼 keep fresh 要怎么办呢？好，我们看这边多少多少时间之前，你要用哪一个字呢？就是用 ago 这个字。那你注意哦，它跟 before 是不一样的。我们如果用 before 是 before 某个时间。 那 ago 的话呢，是多少时间，一段时间 ago。比方说呢，你说哦100年前，你就会说 100 years ago。你不能说 ago 100 years 哦。注意。
So before refrigerators, what did people do? Well, it says here people put their fish in a big pot with salt and rice, and this way the fish could be saved for months.So that just means by doing this, they could keep the fish fresh for longer.
这边呢我们看到说呢怎么办，没有冰箱，所以呢就只好把这个鱼呢放到一个大盆子里面，一个 big pot 里面呢，那里面呢还放有这个 salt, 盐以及米 rice。那这样子呢就可以 save the fish for a long time。这个 save 是什么呢，就是保存的意思，它还是一个动词。
The reading says, however, people would only eat the fish. Now, when we say however, that just means but. So, the meaning is that they would eat the fish by itself, without anything else.
这里呢，我们看到了 however 这个字，它是一个副词，就是然而或者是可是的意思。它是用来连接前后句或者是前后段文字的转折。像在这边呢，我们都以为既然鱼跟米放在一起，那就好像我们现在吃的寿司一样，鱼跟米一起吃才对。可是然而 ,however, 却不是如此，他们当时呢就只有吃鱼而已。
Right, so in the beginning, they just ate the fish. But then later, Japanese people added rice to it, and this is how modern sushi was born.Now, modern just means something new. And if we say sushi was born, what we really mean is sushi was invented.
Modern 这个字呢，它就是现代的意思，它是一个形容词。那这边呢，讲到 modern sushi, 就是现代的寿司，也就是我们现在所吃的寿司，就这样子发明出来了。我们来看到这个 be born 这个用法。Be born, 这个 born 呢是 bear 这个动词的过去分词。那 bear 这个字呢就是生产的意思。它的三态是 bear, bore, born, bear, bore, born。那这边讲现代的寿司呢就被这样子生产，也就是说被发明出来的意思。比方说呢，在我小时候这个手机呢被发明出来，我就可以说 cell phones were born when I was young。那我们请 Clayton 再给我们其他的例子。
I can say, I was born in the spring.
刚刚 Clayton 说到呢，他是春天出生的。
So that's the story of sushi, but stay with us, there's more to come.
Eating sushi the Japanese way.
Reading B.
Now everyone loves sushi, but did you know it's healthy too? The oil in the fish is good for your heart. It can also give you beautiful skin and nails. The seaweed is rich in vitamin U.It makes your stomach healthy. In fact, some doctors say sushi could be the perfect food.
Sushi is so good that everyone loves it.
Well, everyone means a lot of people, right?
All right.
So why don't we say everyone love it, everyone want to eat it?
Oh.That's a good question. Well, in this case, it means the same thing as each person likes to eat it a lot.
原来呢，这边的 everyone 就像 each one 一样，是强调每一个人，强调每一个。所以呢，像这样子的名词，我们后面的动词要用单数的动词，所以你要用 wants to eat it, loves to eat sushi.
Right. And before, I explained to Jenny that sushi is good for people who are on a diet because it's healthy. And if something is healthy, that means it's good for your health.
这边呢我们看到说呢这个 healthy 这个形容词它是健康的或者是有益健康的意思。那我们最早有提到呢这个 sushi, 寿司呢它是非常的 healthy, 非常的有益健康。另外呢我们也看到的这个片语 A be good for B, A is good for B。A 呢对 B 来讲是有益的有帮助的像这边呢我们看到了说、哦、Sushi is good for our health 那个 Sushi 呢对我们的健康来讲呢是有益的、
mm-hmm. So for example The oil in fish is good for your heart
没有错这个鱼油呢对于我们的心脏来讲是有好处是有益健康的那我就想要问咯 In what other ways is fish good for us?
Well, fish is good for your skin. It can make it beautiful. Now, of course, the skin is this covering your whole body. So it's good for your skin and also for your nails. Your nails are these things on the ends of your fingers and your toes.
这个呢刚刚讲到一个名词就是 skin skin 呢就是皮肤的意思鱼油呢除了对我们的心脏好以外还会让我们的皮肤啊还有 nails 这个指甲呢都很漂亮 So what else is good for our health?
Well something else that's used in sushi is seaweed Now seaweed they are the kind of plants that grow in the ocean、under the waterSo seaweed is also good for your health.
这个 seaweed 呢它是一个名词就是我们寿司里面用到的这个海苔它也可以当海带啊或者是海草的意思。那这边讲到说呢海苔对我们身体健康是很好的。But do you know why it is good for our health?
Well, it's because it is rich in vitamin U. Now, if something is rich in something,That means it has a lot of that thing in it.
这里呢我们看到一个片语就是 be rich in. 这个 rich 呢是一个形容词就是富含或者是富有的意思。那你如果说 A is rich in B, 就是 A 富含富有着 B。像这边呢它讲到这个海苔呢 is rich in vitamin U. 海苔呢它富含了维他命 U。可能呢我们都没有听过维他命 U 维他命 U 呢是世界上最稀少的一种维他命之一而它呢对于我们的胃 stomach 是很有帮助很有益我们的胃的健康的
Right, so vitamin U can make your stomach healthy And it goes on to say In fact Now when you use these two words In fact at the beginning of a sentenceIt means that you have something to say that is true,、mm-hmm. but maybe it's also a bit surprising. So it says, in fact, some doctors say sushi could be the perfect food.、
这里呢我们看到了一个片语就是 in fact. 我们先来看看 fact 这个字。Fact 呢它是一个名词就是事实的意思。那 in fact 呢是一个副词片语就是事实上的意思那这边讲到的呢说事实上呢有一些医生呢认为寿司呢是一个 perfect food 是一个完美的食物那 perfect 这个字呢就是形容词完美的意思
Right, well I certainly think that sushi is a perfect food It's so good there's nothing wrong with it、Okay everybody, we have more to come In fact, word power is next
Word Power!
Hi everybody! Welcome to Sushi Word Power!
我们今天来看看关于寿司我们要学哪些重要的单字呢?
The first one is ago. Ago.
Ago, 副词在某一段时间之前。
I met Susan 2 years ago.
我在两年前呢遇见 Susan.
Keep. Keep.
Keep.动词保存的意思它的三态是 keep, kept, kept keep, kept, kept
You can keep this juice in the refrigerator for a week
你可以把这个果汁呢放在冰箱里面保存一个礼拜
Be good for Be good for
Be good for 这个呢是对什么东西来讲是好的是有益的意思
Fruit and vegetables are good for your health.
水果跟蔬菜呢，对你的健康来讲是有益的，是好的。That's good news. I love fruit and vegetables.
So do I. And the last word is skin. Skin.
Skin, 名词，皮肤。
Jessica has beautiful skin.
Jessica 的皮肤非常的漂亮，皮肤非常的好。
All right, everybody, that's it for Word Power, but do stay with us.
Eating sushi the Japanese way.Japanese people love eating fish. But 1400 years ago, there were no refrigerators to keep it fresh. People put their fish into a big pot with salt and rice. This way, fish could be saved for months. However, people would only eat the fish. But later,They ate the rice with it too. Modern sushi was born. Now everyone loves sushi. But did you know it's healthy too? The oil in the fish is good for your heart. It can also give you beautiful skin.And nails. The seaweed is rich in vitamin U. It makes your stomach healthy. In fact, some doctors say sushi could be the perfect food.
Okay, we're going to do review time. And today's review time isn't too hard. It's true or false.
今天的复习时间呢，我们要来做的就是 true and false， 也就是是非题。第一题是什么呢？
It is, sushi comes from America.
Sushi, 寿司是从美国来的。That is a false. It comes from Japan.
Right. Number two, 1400 years ago,People kept fish in refrigerators.
1400年前，人们呢把这个鱼放在冰箱里面保存。Of course, it's false. 当然是错咯。1400年前怎么会有冰箱呢？ They kept it in a pot with rice and salt, right?
Right. And the last one, seaweed makes your stomach healthy.
Seaweed, 海苔呢让你的这个胃会很健康。That is true. It has vitamin U, right?
Right, a very special vitamin. All right, everybody, I hope you did well. Stay with us, there's more.
Fun with phrases.
Be rich in.
Be rich in.
This is a beautiful old city. Look at these buildings.
Yeah, this city is rich in history. Hey, there's a coffee shop. Let's go inside. Wow, there are so many drinks to choose from.
You can try orange juice.It's rich in vitamins.
But it's not very rich in sugar. I like mango more. Want some cake?
No, thanks. Cakes are too rich in fat. I'll just try that bread.
How does it taste?
It's too rich in history. Just like the city.
What do you mean?
The bread was made long ago, and it tastes terrible.
Just for fun!
today's riddle is one of those what am I riddles. So I'm going to tell you about this thing, some things that it has or doesn't have, and then you need to think what that thing is. Okay, maybe I should get Angie to read this riddle.
Okay, I have a neck, but no head. I have two arms, but no hands. What am I?
Maybe it's some kind of a strange thing. Doesn't have a head, but it has a neck. Oh, I know one thing like that.
What?
A bottle. You know
how? You're right.
Yeah, yeah. Like a bottle has kind of like a body, and then the body becomes smaller near the top. We call that top part of the bottle a neck, but it doesn't have a head.
Oh, you're right. Oh, but Clayton,
what?
A bottle doesn't have arms.
Oh, you're right. No arms and no hands, so it can't be that. Do you have any ideas?
Let me think. No, everyone I know that has a neck has a head too.
Well, it must be some kind of a thing. Not a person, not an animal. I know these tricky riddles. They're often a thing. Oh, maybe it could be something we wear. You know, because the parts of our body are sometimes called the same thing in the clothes that we wear. You know, like I have pants and I put them on my legs, and my pants also have legs.
That's right. Hey, by the way, Clayton, I really like your shirt today.
A shirt? Oh, you know, that just could be the answer to today's riddle. Look at my shirt. What does it have and what doesn't it have?
Well, it has two holes for arms and a hole for your neck.
Oh, but it doesn't have a head, right? And it doesn't have hands. I think this is the answer to today's riddle. I have a neck, but no head. I have two arms, but no hands. I am a t-shirt.
Oh, what a great riddle.
Okay, everybody, that's our riddle for today. But stay with us, there's more to come.